Today on Real Radio.
And then people will say, oh, praise the Lord. And I go to church and somehow it will come up, when's your birthday? January. Oh, Capricorn or Aquarius or whatever it is. Excuse me? You're a Christian zodiac worshiping? What are you?
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the Old Testament book of Judges. We're now in chapter 17 and looking at the first 13 verses. It's a mini-series called So Goes a Nation. Now, this passage contains one of the familiar verses we find more than once in this book of Judges. And in those days, there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs.
You see, when a nation is left by itself, it cannot function properly. The United States of America is going around apologizing for being a Christian nation, which I have to say, to the delight of my enemies, I don't think it's a Christian nation. It was founded as a Christian nation. Christians founded this country. There's no doubt about that. That's a fact. But is it a Christian nation today? Let's be honest. I got almost in a fight with somebody recently, and they were a Christian. I didn't pick the fight with them. I said something that didn't go over very well. And they had said this. They said, boy, you know what? We really got to stop this campaign about this guy who's trying to take off the currency in God We Trust. And I said, why? I was feeling pretty spunky that day. But think about it. Wouldn't you ask this question? Come on. Why? Why? Because I'm sick enough to watch the news. I see you can't speak in Jesus' name at your graduation. Okay? You can't. Total attack on Jesus, on the Bible, on God, on the Judeo-Christian foundation of this nation. You can't quote even George Washington's Christian statements. By the way, George Washington's daughter said, you might have better off question his patriotism before ever questioning his religion to Jesus. That was said of George Washington's daughter. When's the last time you read that in a school book? I can't say his name exactly correct. Alexander de Tocqueville from France. When he came to America, I forget what year it was. It was back in forever ago, during the birthing of the United States. And he came to see what was going on. And he traveled all around America. And I hope you guys have read this in school. It should be there anyway. And he said, I could not explain why America was so great. I just can't figure it out. He couldn't figure it out. This guy's a brain, by the way. You can buy his books. The guy's just amazing thinker, brilliant Frenchman. And then in his great quote, and I'll just paraphrase it, you can look it up later, he said, I couldn't figure out what made America so great and so powerful and so wonderful, but one day I went into a church and I saw the pulpit ablaze. And he said, then I had the answer. That America is great because America is good. And the day that America ceases to be good is the day that America ceases to be great. Alexander de Tocqueville. That's a powerful statement. Now, the definition of good is, do you know what the word good means? You ever research? Go research. Write it down. Don't believe a word I'm telling you. Go research the word good. Good is a derivative from the name, from the title God. When we would say in Old England, in old Europe, God be with ye. God be with ye. We would say, God be with your day. The Western world, the growing world, the world that's moving quicker and ever so fast, and began to change. God be with ye. That was, by the way, goodbye. Now it's goodbye. It was shortened to goodbye. It used to be when we, in fact, a good old historian, if you were to say goodbye, Mike, a good old historian would say, you know, in the old days, he would say, God be with ye, Mike. What a great departure, huh? But now we say goodbye. The Australians say goodbye. It's still connected to God bless your day. Right? Look it up. It's amazing. Well, she knows his name, but she doesn't know that the God of the Bible does not mix himself with idols and carved images made with hands. Because the nation doesn't know. Israel doesn't know what it knows, what it believes. It's out of control. She might have had a Bible, horoscope, Lucky Charms, Mother Earth, bracelet around her neck, Al Gore book, and Inconvenient Truth, and the Book of John in one hand. But she buys an idol, custom idol, built. She has a guy make it, metal worker. He makes it, silversmith, carves it. It makes this thing cost her $200, 200 shekels. And so she hires this guy to create these little gods. It's absolutely amazing because, listen, in the human spiritual heart, every one of us, I don't know who you are here tonight, but you may be an absolute hardcore Darwinian tonight. And the truth is this, you are a religious man or woman. You are absolutely religious. Because you have a faith-based system you are trusting in. And you might say, no, it's not, it's founded upon fact. Wake up and smell the coffee. You're in dream world. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Why do you think there's an ongoing, ever-going, ever-increasing debate regarding evolution and creationism? And then there's this thing about, well, I don't know, intelligent design and... And I loved, if you didn't see Ben Stein's movie, you missed it. You ought to rent it and watch it over and over again about intelligent design. It's fantastic. And, you know, you believe in something. Don't you know that God made you to believe? And when you reject him, you're going to believe in something. And some of you may believe in stuff because you were culturally brought up. And so you gravitate to that. That's normal. If a little kid's brought up in a vacuum and you just tell him you are a potato, you're a potato. You're a potato. You're a potato. Feet, you have potato fingers. You're a potato head. You're a potato. That kid, listen, you tell him long enough. That, by the way, that's, you know, think about it. Indoctrination. We laugh at that, but what's his face? Who's the guy in Cuba? Is he alive anymore? Who is that guy? What's his name? Castro. He said, give me the American youth by the age of 5 and I'll have them for the rest of their life. He was just repeating Marx when he said that. Amazing. Everybody wants to get your kids in a headlock to shove their propaganda down their throat. And Jesus, the Bible, throws out the invitation to know God. Why do you think it's so? Because in your heart you were created, as it were, with a God-shaped hole in your life. You're always asking questions. God, are you out there? Are you there really? And what I'm believing, am I believing in the right course? How do I know if this is even true? Those are thoughts and those are things that God put in you so that you would come to the knowledge, as the Bible said, of the truth. The truth can be known. Jesus said, I am the truth. You'll never recognize the truth without Jesus being that truth. But you might say, I can't talk to Jesus. Listen, you're kicking against yourself in doing that. She knows God's name, but she doesn't know the God of whom she professes. And I think America's a lot like that today. Oh, we got to have God on the currency. But why? Who is he? Who is he that we want on? Now, I know who he is. You know who he is. But does the guy down at the mint factory pumping out the coins and bills know who he is? Does the Congress? We know the Congress doesn't know who he is. It's pretty amazing. So, she's got all this stuff going on. He's got his little idols. Oh, man, I got these gods. Isn't this cool? We'd laugh at stuff like that, but it's like, man, see the little thing? Look at that. What is that? It's a god. What do you think? If it's a god, then what are you holding it for? Why doesn't it hold you? Think. Where'd you get it? The guy down there, he's down the road, just to the left. My mom gave him $200. Look, it's $100 an idol. He had a deal that week. You get two idols, two gods for $200. It's super deal. The guy heats up the metal, pours it, and then begins to carve it. Jeremiah says that. People go out into the woods, they find a tree. Nice tree. Cut it down. They cut it down. And Jeremiah said, they bring it in the house, and they cut part of it up, and they put it outside, and the guy makes a table out of it, and they sit on it. And the other part of it, the guy puts into the fire to feed his family and keep them warm. And the other part of it, they carve out an idol and put ears and nose and a mouth and eyes on it, and the whole family gets around it and bows down and calls it God. Jeremiah said that. Does that sound insane? Did you know that Noah Webster defined insanity as the mind without God? That's what insanity is defined by Noah Webster. Insanity is a mind without God. Somebody bowing down to a totem pole and they say, please, please send us a lot of great whale farming, hunting, fishing, whale spearing this week. And the things like this. Okay? We laugh, but you know what? People, Christians, they know his name. They know his name in America. And they dive into the paper to see what their horoscope is for tomorrow. They know his name and they go straight to Babylonianism. 6,500 years old. And they want to talk to the words of ancient demon gods. And then people will say, oh, praise the Lord. And I go to church and somehow it will come up, when's your birthday? January. Oh, Capricorn or Aquarius or whatever it is. Whatever that is. Excuse me? Now, the zodiac? You're a Christian zodiac worshiping? What are you? Think about it. You say, Jack, you're really kind of upsetting my wife here or my husband here. You know, people are not hiding their little zodiac things. Listen, the word zodiac is Babylonian for Maseroth. Maseroth is Hebrew for the constellations, the message of God. God spoke it to Job. When Nebuchadnezzar took the children of Israel captive, he renamed everything and gave it a new meaning. The Bible says in Galatians that God preached the gospel to Abraham. Most Jewish scholars believe that God did that in the stars. He preached the gospel in the stars to Abraham. He said, Abraham, go up there and look. And most Hebrew scholars believe that God revealed the word of God, the good news of God, to Abraham through the stars. That's why there is a Leo. Nebuchadnezzar had it changed to Leo. Judah, the lion from the tribe of Judah. The connections are amazing. You can get a book called The Gospel in the Stars by Zeiss, great Christian author. Satan steals things and repackages them and gets them out there and just enough to get you off course. Christians, there's no way that you can get guidance from your Bible and guidance from your horoscope at the same time because one is demonic and one is true. And God will not share. He's not like a smorgasbord God. Get your horoscope, get your zodiac, get your Galatians, get your Ephesians. No, he's not going to do that. But this woman, because listen, the nation's out of control. There's nobody leading. So everybody begins to do what's right in their own eyes. Am I like too much in the culture and watching this thing too closely? I watch this and it looks like my country. People are saying, you can't stop me. I'm suing you because you hurt my feelings. Or I wanted it. I had the gun. He didn't, so I took it. I had a police officer tell me, he said, when he first started on the force in L.A., people used to come up and say, give me all your money or else you're dead. He'd give them your money. Now, he said, nobody says anything. They just come up, pom, and take your nickel. Godlessness. People do whatever's right in their own eyes. You say, well, you know what? Who's the leader? Who's leading? That's a great question. When are we going to wake up? The government's not leading. Clearly, they're having affairs and spending your money, and look at the news. Look what's happening. What's going on? Where's the statesman? This nation's full of politicians, but where's the statesman? We need a statesman. We need a John Adams again. Think about it. People who just say, you know what, I'm going to stand up for what I believe what's right for the nation, and this is my declaration of what's right for the nation, and I'm not going to waver on that, and I'm not here for a popularity contest. You either see it that way, and we agree together to what's best for the nation, not what's best for me, what's best for your children in the future. Or you do anything and everything to get the vote, lie, cheat, steal, and get in the office, and now you get to fly around in the airplane and all that kind of stuff. And it's out of control. Who's in charge? Who's leading? When there's no one leading, when there's no king, people do what's right in their own eyes. Does that not sound like America today? It is. Some of you are looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about. God bless you. You're happy as a clam. That's great. You don't have a clue. And it's easy to live that way, and that's nice. It makes me feel good. Don't worry, I'll grow old faster for you. I'll watch out for you. And wow, it's just amazing. Look at verse 5. It says, then the man Micah, he had a shrine. What a funny guy. I got idols. What are you going to do when you get idols? Where am I going to put these things? Well, you got to build a shrine. You got to build something. You know, my mom gave them to me. And after all, they're just little gods. And he made himself an ephod. Uh-oh. God told Moses, I want the ephod to be built exactly like this, and don't mess with it. Listen, are you guys with me? Hear this. You know what this guy's doing? This guy's building a false worship system. He could have found an Old Testament. He could have found a Torah somewhere and opened up the first five books of Moses. He could have read them. Gives the instructions. You don't mess with an ephod. God says, you don't mess with that thing. You put the 12 stones representing the nation of Israel, the tribes of Israel, and God says, put on the heart, on the chest of the priest that I've ordained. And it was just like, think of a cereal box, and you take the lid off the top. The ephod was open on the top, hung around the priest's neck, right on his heart. And the Urim and Thummim was placed in there, a black stone and a white stone. And God, who established the position of the priest by his ordination, would speak to the people by first speaking to the priest. And that priest better say only and exactly what the Lord had told him to say. And often it was done with the Urim and Thummim, this white or black stone. Aren't you glad you have the Holy Spirit today over the heart of your life? So this little guy, I keep saying little. I have no idea how high or short, fat, skinny he was. He sounds little to me. He has an ephod, and look, he's got household idols. Verse 5, and he consecrated one of his sons to become a priest. He doesn't have any authority to do this. What did he do? Hey, kid, come here. I'm on this craze. I got this thing going. Your grandma gave me a couple of idols. I got a little shrine for him now. Things are really going my way. I tell you what, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you are now the prophet Joe. And so you're the guy. He starts establishing this stuff. Now watch out what happens here, because he has no authority to do this. He establishes his son as a priest. Verse 6 makes that tremendous thing. There was no king in Israel, so, of course, everyone does what's right in his own eyes. But what's interesting is, why not get to know the real Lord God of the Bible? They had access to finding out who the Lord was. But no, they create their own worship system, their own stuff. They're going to go about it their own way. And here's something that I find very interesting. This guy's calling the shots. He's a nobody. He starts calling the shots, building something up. By the way, this is all going on in the northern part of Israel, and which will lead to tremendous disasters in the future. But this guy is beginning to establish a self-made religion. And church, listen, if you're in a religion, if someone's visiting here tonight, if you're in a religion that requires you to honor a man, this guy's, you're going to see this guy's setting himself up to be honored. Because if he's ordaining priests now, what does that make him? Like the Pope? Who is this guy? Who made you the Pope, we say today? Who made you the Pope? Somebody could have said, the son could have said, who made you the Pope? He starts doing this stuff. It's all going to his head. So, listen, it all comes back around. When there's a man self-appointed religious leadership thing going on, you'll have things like this. Listen, if a religion requires you to honor a man or a prophet or exalt a man or a prophet or worship a man or a prophet, you're in the middle of a cult. You're in the middle of a cult. You can drive to certain states, you can go to certain buildings, you can go to certain countries, and it's this thing. It's the exaltation of a man. What's interesting to me, if you've ever noticed, now think this through for a moment. Whenever a man is in power, or a human system is in power, have you ever noticed that when you criticize it, it goes insane, you can't take it? It's too fragile. I've noticed, as you have, that when somebody attacks the Bible, Christians don't go around burning cars. Huh? Is not the Bible attacked every day? Haven't we been mocked in school? You're a Christian? Boy, what century did you fall out of? Everybody else is going to get this answer right, I'm sure, but our friend Jack the Christian, he'll be a little slow, so we'll wait for him. I don't jump up and choke the teacher. You talk about Jesus like that, I'm going. Don't do that. I'm going to tell you why we don't do that in a moment. But listen, somebody writes a book cursing Jesus, calling it the Da Vinci Code. Is the world waking up to find out that guy just used everybody and printed a bunch of baloney to make billions of bucks? He's laughing all the way to the bank. He's probably a Christian laughing at you guys. And he probably came to Christ after all this stuff. He's like, I was wrong. Maybe he'll accept the Lord and give all your money back for buying the book. I don't think so. But listen, the guy, what's his face? Dan Brown. He can't stand Christians. He said so. I can't stand him. But you know, I bet you Dan Brown's not afraid to sit down and eat dinner with a Christian.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation taken from Judges chapter 17 in the first 13 verses. This is actually a mini-series called So Goes a Nation, and of course we'll pick up on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now before we wrap up today's program, we want to make sure that you get in touch with us here at Real Radio and let us know you're listening. Now there's more than one reason for this. Quite obviously, we want to know who you are, and whether or not Real Radio is having an influence in your growth as a believer in Messiah Jesus. Secondly, we want to be good stewards of the resources that God has allowed us to manage here at Real Radio. These are difficult times, and we need to make some crucial decisions about the direction of the radio ministry of Real Radio. Now, when you get in touch, you also have the opportunity to partner with this radio outreach. First of all, you can visit us at realradioactive.org. realradioactive.org, and click where it says Support Real Radio. It's right there on the left-hand column. If you'd rather call us, here's our toll-free number, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd simply like to send in your tax-deductible contribution, here's our address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And of course, all of our contact information can always be located at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine a amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.